Bush makes surprise visit to the White House. 14 June 2006. This is Dennis Zim reporting for UN News. Washington, D.C., United States. President Bush made an unannounced visit to the White House on Tuesday, which was especially surprising because it came during the height of his vacation season. The top-secret visit was planned by only a handful of aides, and a select pool of reporters wasn't notified until hours before the event. This was Bush's first visit to the White House since the appointment of new Chief of Staff Dan Bartlett a few months ago. Even Bartlett himself was unaware of the oncoming visit. He was summoned to the Roosevelt Room for what was supposed to be a teleconference with the President at Camp David, but he was instead stunned to see the President in person. White House staff barely had time to dust off the desk in the Oval Office, but Bush didn't mind, quipping, quote, "I hardly ever do work there, or anywhere else for that matter," unquote. The five-hour-long visit focused on playing with pet dog Barney, sampling food from the White House kitchen, and of course taking a lengthy nap in the presidential residence. Spokesman Tony Snow revealed that having Bush spend the night in Washington was, quote, out of the question because the president had to resume vacationing, unquote. The official schedule for Tuesday had Bush resting at Camp David, Maryland, and then flying to his ranch in Crawford, Texas, where he was to do some brush clearing. Instead, the president was covertly transported aboard an unmarked helicopter to Washington, where the craft landed on the White House South Lawn under cover of darkness. A motorcade of black SUVs then drove the entourage up the six-minute trip to the building's front doors. Aides say the ultra-high level of secrecy was maintained on account of Vice President Dick Cheney, whom experts feared might have suffered a heart attack if he had learned Bush was actually trying to do some work and run the country. Quote, "It's great to be here on this brief visit," unquote, said Bush upon arrival to the assembled White House staff. But after eyeing the crowd, he wondered, quote, "But where's my good buddy Scooter Libby?" unquote. Karl Rowe gently filled him in on the plane leak investigation indictments. The president listened intently and asked, quote, "So what else has been going on around here the past year? I heard some rumors about a hurricane in New Orleans," unquote. Before aides could reply, though, the president said he was feeling a bit tired and so was directed to the bedroom suite for his nap. The surprise visit was hailed as a success, but it is unclear whether Bush will return to the Oval Office. Analysts say it certainly won't be until the summer is over, and the schedule beyond that is murky. A senior official requesting anonymity stated, quote, "There are acres and acres of brush to clear down in Crawford, and it's unlikely the president will be done before the end of the year," unquote. This has been Simulator for UN News. Thank you for listening.